week's film is RoboCop, a literal reboot of the 1987 part man, part machine, all cop franchise. With a budget roughly 10 times the original, an A-list cast, and a slick director from Brazil, this RoboCop appeared to be one of those redos that looked like it had a chance at being better than the original. Of course, we always have that hope when downloading the latest app or software upgrade, a weird mix of apprehension and hope. Unfortunately, this upgrade is more like the Delta Airlines app. Bigger, slower, and louder, but not necessarily better. The story is given a modern facelift to reflect international and domestic tensions over the deployment of drones and robots as part of a privatization peacekeeping force. Omnicorp, the company behind the deployment, has been successful internationally and now seeks to pierce the untapped U.S. market and reap billions in profits. Standing in Omnicorp's way is a U.S. senator who crafted a law prohibiting the use of drones and robots in domestic peace forces. Omnicorp CEO Raymond Sellers, played by Michael Keaton, comes up with a plan to circumvent the law short-term by placing a human in a robot, with a long-term strategy to win public support to repeal the law prohibiting the broader robot deployment. Enter good cop Alex Murphy. Murphy is played straight up by Swedish actor Joel Kinnaman, best known for the TV series The Killing. Murphy is gravely injured when he gets too close to a weapons dealer on the streets of Detroit and is chosen to be the first experimental RoboCop. Omnicorp's in-house doctor, played by Gary Oldman, attempts to walk the line between creator of Frankenstein and giving his patient a second chance at life. Like the original, human emotions eventually undermine the functionality of the RoboCop's core mission. As a result, Omnicorp is forced to deploy its human handler of the robots, played terrifically by Jackie Earl Haley, to solve the problem. While all this is going on, Samuel L. Jackson portrays a hawkish TV reporter that could only make a Fox News reporter jealous. Watching Jackson's crossfire snippets from the media room, which represent the sole carryover of the tongue-in-cheek approach of the original, is a lot like one's initial experience with the voice command navigation system in your car. At first, the high-tech graphics and innovative approach is entertaining, but after a few more segments, you just wish you could make it go away. RoboCop as a movie starts off very strong, integrating new special effects and ethical questions regarding accountability of drones and medical boundaries. But like the character's control of the robotic software, as time passes, the script misfires over and over again. Over-sentimental family scenes are dispersed among some just really bad scenes that neglect to mine the heart of the character development necessary to make the roles compelling. While the director clearly chose to purposely avoid bad boy caricatures as villains, the complete void of any engaging antagonist gives the audience little to root for in an individual action scene. The result is the fight scenes are little more than video game scenarios where you can barely tell who kills who. So on my ski trail rating system, RoboCop earns an intermediate blue square ski trail marker. An initial creative approach to adapting the storyline to broader questions and ethics of the use of drones, and a good cast salvage an otherwise disjointed script and lack of character interaction. Whether director Jose Padilla just couldn't figure out what he wanted this film to be, or whether the studio execs had too heavy a hand in taming his vision, the end download has more bugs than it fixes. RoboCop is rated PG-13 for gun violence, sexuality, and news so bad it might be real. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Utah Film Center.